You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what a lot of people do care about, and that is the transport situation on K Road with cycleways and the like. So last night I was actually walking home, and I had to turn Connor's mic off, by the way, because he was going to keep going on about England. But I was walking home along K Road, and I saw that there's a pop-up store there that Auckland Transport had put on, just letting people know about what was happening to the changes, potential changes that are going to be happening to the road with cycleways, bus lanes, and the like. So I wandered up there today, and I got to chat with Craig Nielsen from Auckland Transport and ask him a few questions about it. So we're at 290 K Road with the AT pop-up, and I'm speaking with Craig. So for the listeners out there who haven't come through, could you just sort of let them know about what's going on with the pop-up and talking about the changes that are taking place?
Sort of. What I can say is that today's our last day. We're in our last 3 hours, but we're going to be back here for First Thursdays on the 5th of July.
Sweet. And like, you've been here for a week, and what have you been up to over that week?
Yeah, so we wanted to set up a space where people could come and really learn in detail about the project. So in here, for example, we've got a life-size cross-section that shows the actual size of the product we're building on K Road. We've got a virtual reality tour of it. We've got detailed maps of parking and the way that the rollout will work in terms of how we build it. And we're getting people's feedback on things like placement of street furniture and what we should do during construction time.
Right, and just having a look around, I see through a few of the construction things that it looks like the plan is to favour pedestrians and cyclists, like that, like the widening of the footpaths and cycleways going in. Is that the AT's sort of movement going forward?
Well, it's true that walking and cycling on K Road is going to get lots better from this project, but it's not really true that only that's being favoured. So in designing the product here, we found a way to rearrange the existing elements in a way that I think will make things better for everyone. So at the moment, for example, it's really hard to come to K Road and find a park in the area, and that's something that I think we can improve as well.
And like, in terms of that parking for the improvement, is there a plan in place that's targeting that specifically, the parking when you come to K Road?
Yeah, so I mean, this all kind of comes together as a full package, and we know that, for example, lots more people get to K Road by bus than they do by car and parking. But we found there was lots of there's actually lots of free parking in the K Road area that was being was never really available. So instead, people look in the paid parking areas for available parks, and usually they find one and they take it. So kind of had two choices. We could either put the price up, which we don't want to do, or we could make more of that type of parking. And we're kind of opting for that.
So when you say like the type of parking, is it on the surrounding streets off K Road, the sort of Mercury Lane and the other ones of the like?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So people are used to going down Mercury Lane and looking for a park in that area. That's usually after you've cruised K Road itself and hoped for a park on K and not finding it. Yeah, like everyone kind of gets the smile when they hear that story because it's so familiar.
Yeah.
But what people don't do is look at the west end where there's also a bunch of side streets. The reason is that the turnover there is extremely slow, and we can improve the turnover of those car parks to make more parking availability. Now, in saying that, parking is only one of the outcomes. The peak time bus lane is going to deliver a lot more people to the street than what parking really ever could do.
So I also see on the plans that there's going to be two bus lanes going in both directions, and then alongside that, two traffic lanes. So how are the bus lanes going to differ to what is currently the situation?
So already on K Road, there's some parts which are peak time bus lane. We want to extend that to the full length of K Road. So for a start, that'll improve the bus speeds and the how long it actually takes for a bus to get through K Road, especially during peak time. But of course, there's still going to be two general traffic lanes. You can still drive to K Road. You're more likely to find a park in the area. We want to make it more accessible by every means.
Right, and has there been, I've heard talk before from various people like for and against cycle lanes. When someone comes in here and says, well, you're taking up parks with cycle lanes, what do you say to that person?
Mm.
Or those people?
Well, one of the funny things about K Road is that it's already a really popular cycling route, and that's despite cycling on the road here being really horrible. So we also get a few complaints about people cycling on the footpath. There's clearly something going on here. You can actually get past K Road on a bike using like separated cycleways, but the thing is that people don't want to get past K Road on bikes. Usually if people are on K Road on a bike, it's because they're stopping here. They're going to K Road. So there's a real potential for growth there. And in this project, we're associating the cycleway much more with the footpath than we are with the road. So it's essentially like a kind of lower speed type of cycleway where you're expected to be able to cruise and stop wherever you want to.
Right. And just, is anything been happening in the pop-up to do with the City Rail Link, or is that a different story from you guys?
Well, so it's a different organisation and a different project, but we are in communication with them and we meet with them pretty regularly. And it's a major consideration in terms of how we design this. So the City Rail Link, like Karangahape Station, will be able to deliver more people than Britomart does at the moment. It's a real game changer for the area. And it's not just that, but in the future we're expecting light rail on Upper Queen Street as well. I mean, there's no detail around that necessarily yet, but it seems pretty likely that's going to be happening. That really, yeah, changes the picture in terms of how people can access this place and how they can leave this place as well. We need to know that a lot of people in this city are moving from cars to other forms of transport, and we're getting a much more efficient transport system in the process.
Right, and these plans, they do reflect that with the more buses, cycles, and to do with the City Rail Link. On the City Rail Link, is there a timeline for when construction is going to begin on the station? Do you guys know about that?
Afraid we can't comment, right. Because it's not our project, but what we can say is that we're expecting they would begin their construction following ours.
Yep.
So
your construction is?
The Care Enhancements project will begin construction next year. We want to start as soon as possible next year. The whole thing would take about 12 months, but we'd be staging construction in sections. So it means that we'd be building one part at a time, focusing the construction in those places, and then as we move the construction site, would be leaving behind a finished product. So it'd be like each section might only be held up for between 1 and 3, maybe 4 months.
Which is better for businesses than, like, I saw on places like Albert Street when the City Rail Link was happening, you have the big things built right outside a business's front door, and it can't be ideal for those business owners. But would you expect on K Road it's going to be less disruption for them?
Well, we certainly hope so, and part of that as well is we want to meet that construction period with some really good community engagement. So a part of the budget for the actual construction is to run more events and if we're going to make a space kind of a bit dead, then maybe we put a pop-up park there so people can like still sit down, or street activities. We've been getting lots of really good feedback from local like creative types during this week that we've been doing this about the kind of activities that we can do on the street during construction. So what the situation we're looking at is a few years from now, we're going to have all the existing bus stops on K Road, plus the City Rail Link, plus light rail, plus the bus stops on Simon Street, the university around the corner, Queen Street down the road, and the expanded parking plan. We're looking probably at one of the most accessible places in the entire country once these things are built. I didn't even say cycleways.
And the cycleways.
So it's important to note as well that everyone that's on this project is on it because they want to be on the project and because we're just in love with K Road as a place. So this project is about improving access to one of our favourite places, and we don't want to change the character here. I mean, the world keeps turning, things keep changing, things are going to happen, and it would be naive to say that we're not going to ultimately become a part of the history of it, but this place has so much in it. We want to do this in a way that is as respectful as possible to the existing community.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
Shout out to the caller who called in and requested that Sting be played. It's the old classic one we got there, Connor.
It's quite nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Couple of texts we've got in. Oh, just quickly with on that story with Karanga Happy Road. The pop-up finishes today, but we'll be back on the 5th of July at First Thursdays, 290K Road. For anyone who wants to check it out, we'll be posting the link on our Facebook page, 95BFM News, with the podcast later this afternoon, and that's got all the info you need on the matter.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.